Hey everybody, you're listening to the Snowplow Show Hobosode. Isn't that what it's called? I forget. I think that's what I originally called it, but then never again. Anyway, I forget which episode number this is, but it's September 25th, 2017, and today's episode is sponsored by CNC Wizard. Today we're going to spend a bunch of time on a retraction from the previous episode. I mean the previous Hobosode. The one where I talked about Sensei Doug. Was that the last one? I can't even remember. I'm going to go back and look real quick here. See where we are. Hobosode 45 was alien pop music. That means this is Hobosode 46. And the one before that was Sensei Ding. It's where I did a ding call that was, you know, involved Sensei Doug somehow. But I told the origin story of Sensei Doug, and apparently I was completely wrong. I said that Sensei Doug originated with that electronics store guy, but the original call was actually the one to the baby store. And I've got a few things in email here, so this might take me a minute to figure out. But mainly, I've got this thing here from Jimmy on the Patreon. He says, "Hey Arby, this is like the third time you've told the origin of Sensei Doug wrong. Sensei Doug originated with the baby love call. The martial arts studio was above the baby store, and by the way, it was actually Sensei Dong, like D-O-N-G, not Sensei Doug. So I'm guessing I was probably looking at their sign on Google Street View at this baby store, and I thought it said Sensei Doug, but it was Sensei Dong. I think you read the name wrong on the beginning, and Sensei Dong passed away in 2000, and he sent me some links, and I just did a search on my email box to find this stuff, and I see here that Nathan has emailed me twice about this, once back in January of this year, and he said, "Oh my god, I believe that Sensei Doug is actually Sensei Dong, and he died in 2000, and he sent me a clip that says, "On May 15th, 2000, Sensei N-G-O Dong passed peacefully on from this life. Three sons, a daughter, and seven grandchildren survive him." So if he died in 2000, why is his name still on the sign or wherever I saw it? Maybe I was just on their website and they hadn't updated their website in the past 15 years or so. But anyway, thank you, Nathan B. and Jimmy S. for letting me know that I'm stupid and I told the origin story wrong. And oh crap, there's the third email. Look at that. I'm stupid, Jimmy, aren't I? But thanks, you two, for letting me know that Sensei Doug is actually Sensei Dong, and he's dead. I'm going to delete those emails now. Yay, I have less things in my email box now. Anyway, let's do some carding calls. I was on the Party Time show earlier today with Laugh Track Matt and Zax and DS, and a bunch of people were on there. It was a lot of fun, and we did a lot of carding calls today, so you should go over to the Prank Call Nation Mixlr page at mixlr.com/prankcallnation, and then go to the show reel, and hopefully that show will be up on there soon. If not, I guess it'll be on prankcallnation.com soon. But look for the September 25th, 2017 show. It was kind of fun. Maybe on the full-size Snowplow show tomorrow, I'll play a clip of one of the calls we did. Anyway, I hope I can get an answer, because we weren't getting many answers today on Party Time.
Hi, my name is Maggie. I found this note in my car saying that you hit it. It's a black Sonic. I guess it happened that night, Saturday, with the Oktoberfest. So you can just give me a call, this number right back.
That must be it.
708-714. Thank you.
This is one from last week.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Maggie?
Yes?
It's Roy. I left a note on your car about accidentally dinging it.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hi. Not too bad. I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm good. So this happened on Saturday night during the festival?
Yeah. There was this old woman crossing the road, and this guy, this thief, he stole her purse. So I started running after the thief with the purse, and he ran right up to your car, and he jumped in the back seat, like in one door, and then he opened up the other door and went out that way, and I just ran right through after him. But as I was going through, my shoe, it kind of stepped really hard on your seat, and I'd been running through the through the dirt just a minute ago, so I just wanted to make
sure. You guys were inside my car?
Yeah, the thief that stole the old lady's purse, he went right through your car. He opened up one door and went out the other, trying to trip me up, you know?
I don't know how that's possible. I know I locked my car. Okay.
Yeah, but he's a thief. He probably had a Slim Jim or something. But, like, as I came through, I shut the door behind me and made sure it was locked.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. I didn't... Wow, okay.
Yep.
There's something... I didn't see any damage behind the back seat.
Yeah, just you know, my shoe, I was running through the dirt after this thief right before, and I think it scuffed up the seat pretty good, I noticed, as I was quickly...
Did you guys get a good look at him?
Yeah, he's just, I don't know, just some guy, just some burglar-looking guy. He had like a mask on his eyes and stuff, a stripy suit.
Wow, that was a crazy night then. Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was very, just, you know, just right through your car, just like in the movies.
Wow. I don't know how he...
I didn't catch him. He went over a bunch of fences. We ran through someone's house, like through the entire house. And then he the way he finally tripped me up in the end, he threw a dog at me. Uh-huh. He picked up a dog out of someone's yard, like an angry dog, and threw it at me. Then I got bit a few times, but the owners say he's had his shots, so I guess it's all right.
Okay, that's. I'm glad you guys are okay. That was some adventure that night.
Yeah.
And I was out there too. I was out there at the festival that night too.
Oh, were you? Yeah. That was.
Well, it's because I live in that building right there. That's my building. I live at.
Oh, do you? Okay.
I live right there. That's my building. Yeah.
Yep. It was pretty crazy. Yep. I wish I could have caught the guy.
Well, and what time did this happen?
I forget. It was kind of in the evening, I guess, during the festival thing.
Yeah, because I was in the festival for like 2 hours late in the evening, around 8:30 to 10:30, I think.
Yeah, that sounds about right. It wasn't quite dark yet. When he was running with that lady's purse, here's the funny thing. Her wallet fell out of the purse, which had her ID and stuff in it, so I was able to get that at least.
Okay, so you think he might have dropped something inside my car?
No. I'm just saying, like, when we were running, after we jumped through your car... he dropped the lady's wallet. You know, he was swinging her purse around, and the wallet fell out.
And, oh, wow.
And I got the wallet, and that's the cool thing, because there was cash in there, and I was able to take, like, $40 out for my trouble before I gave it back to the old lady.
Okay, and where did you say you guys hit my car, or where did my car get hit?
I don't know. Well, it wasn't hit, really. I just kind of dinged the seat with my foot. I stepped in there real fast, just swoosh right through your car, shut the door behind me. Notice the ding.
Oh, well, I'm gonna go check my car right now because I haven't even been to the back seat lately.
Okay, I can hold if you want to do that.
I'm actually not at the apartment right now. In my apartment building. My car's over there right now in front of the building.
Okay.
So is this the best number to call you back?
Yeah. Just call me back. Hey, speaking though of you know, you said I might have dropped something in the seat. That made me think. When I got home that night, usually I keep my weed pipe in the pocket of my hoodie, and it wasn't there. Uh-huh. So maybe that's in the back seat of your car.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Yeah, just
I'll call you back when I look at this. Okay.
Okay, great. Yeah, just dig around in there, see if you can find the weed pipe.
All right.
And uh-huh. if there's any weed left in it, if there's any green stuff in there, you can keep it.
Okay. I'll call you right now as soon as I get there. Okay?
You know, as a reward. Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Well, shit. Now I got to wait around for her to call back, and I have to hope she leaves a message since I don't have any way to answer that line. Damn it. I guess while we're waiting, I can try a few more of these. Here's one from Colorado.
Hello, Roy. Roy, this is Chris. Got this note saying that you... did something to my car.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me a call so we can figure out what's going on here. 312. Once again, my name is Chris, and just give me a call, Roy. Thanks. Bye.
All right, this one's in the Chicago area. He called about a week ago. We've been trying to call him, but he's not picking up.
Hello,
Chris.
Yep.
It's Roy. I left that note on your car last week.
Yep. Roy.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm at work right now, Roy.
Oh, where do you work at?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm working for UPS.
Oh, okay. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, but I'm so sorry, Roy. I might have to... very busy right now, but I do have to talk to you about that.
Oh, how come?
I'm at... Yeah, I got to talk to you about that because You know what? I can't talk right now.
Oh, just tell me.
Give me a call back tomorrow.
Just give me a quick preview of what we have to talk about.
Actually, you know what? I can't talk right now.
Oh, come on. You're driving me crazy. Come on.
Well, I can't because I'm at the UPS store. And I'm picking up right now.
It's cool. It's just really quick. You could have done it by now. What happened?
Well, the note said that you scratched my car, and I saw nothing.
Yeah, I
saw nothing on the car.
Scratches. So, it's a term. It's a stoner term. I was in the back seat of your car hotboxing. I was sitting back there smoking a joint.
Okay.
That's all. I didn't hurt anything. I wanted to let you know in case you smelled it.
Okay. You know what? I didn't smell it.
Okay.
And right now, Roy, you're making no sense.
Why do you say that?
So now.
Uh-oh.
So now, crap. I'm going to have to really get off the phone because you weren't in my car.
You're going to have to double get off the phone.
Yeah, you... You weren't in my car, so...
Yeah, I was just in there for like 10 minutes tops. I was just smoking a joint, that's all.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, why do you say I wasn't?
Because, you know, I didn't smell anything.
I know, but I had the window cracked, so that's probably why. Just a little bit, you know, I didn't want to suffocate in there. And I left the doors open for a while to air it out. I turned on the vents.
What are you talking about? Right now?
I'm letting you know that's why you didn't smell it. I'm a nice guy about it. I'm not going to leave you with the smelly car. But I just...
You never was in my car. Who is this?
Just for 10 minutes. I just smoked a quick joint. No big deal. Okay?
Let me check my phone.
I thought you had to get going.
626-269. Hmm. Well, I'm going to have to... I'll call you back tomorrow.
For what? But I didn't even do anything. Why do you have to call me back?
Because for one thing, I don't know who you are.
I'm Roy.
And you're talking crazy.
I'm not talking crazy. I just had a joint. I didn't have anywhere to smoke it.
I think you're high right now.
Maybe.
I think you're high right now.
Maybe a little.
And you left a note. And you left a note on my truck saying crazy shit. Okay.
What was on the note?
It's dark outside, and I'm loading up this shit. I really don't have time for this.
I noticed you don't have much time right now. What did the note say?
It said, "Sorry, bro.
That's nice of me.
I scratched your car. Sorry, bro. I scratched your car."
Yeah, that's what I call people to be nice.
Yeah, and I didn't see anything. And said, what did it say? Roy.
Yeah, that's my name.
Who is Roy?
That's me. I'm Roy.
Okay. What are you doing?
So, no harm, no foul. That's what I always say. I guess we don't have anything to talk about. I just wanted to let you know, just in case you smelled from when I was sitting in your seat.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Roy.
You're welcome.
I'll be turning this number over to the cops also.
Why? For what? For me doing nothing? I didn't do anything.
Okay. Thanks a lot. I'm at work, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay. What are you doing at work? Are you unloading a truck?
No, I'm loading. I'm loading a UPS truck.
How heavy are the boxes?
They're heavy enough for me to not talk to you right now.
You know, you won't have to do that much longer. They're going to have robots to do all of this. They're going to have drones and self-driving UPS trucks. You don't have to worry about it. You're going to be out of a job before you know it. Everything will be fine.
I saw that on YouTube, but that's years from now. I'm not worried about that.
Oh, no. That's like 3 years away.
No, I'm not worried about that.
It's right around the corner. That's the problem. See, nobody's worried about it. It's just going to sneak up on us. We're all going to be jobless.
Well... Thanks a lot for making my night better.
No, no problem. It's good to be blunt and honest and stuff.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Okay, Roy, you have a great night.
Just trying to help, that's all. Where do you have to... Oh, wanted to know where he had to go next. Man, I was starting to think that was the same UPS driver from last year. When he's like, oh, I saw that on YouTube. I thought he's talking about that call I did last year, where I told the other UPS driver he was going to be out of a job soon. That seems to be a recurring theme every year, making UPS drivers fear for their jobs. Teehee. Oh, look at this. I found another message from this guy from September 12th, it looks like.
Yeah, hello. I don't know who this is. It says, what a note says, Brad Carter.
Oh, great. Thanks, Chicago person, for using my real name on the notes.
Says that
that's great.
You somehow hit my car, but I'm looking at the car. I don't see anything wrong with it.
I thought it was a truck.
Can you please call me at 312? I got some questions for you. Thanks for leaving a note, though. My name is Chris. Thanks, bye.
Yeah, I remember that message from a while back, and we never could get that guy to pick up. That was a pretty weird call. What the hell was that? Probably just a listener. But no, I don't think so. It was in the Chicago area, and we've been getting a lot of calls from Chicago lately. There's somebody in Chicago leaving a bunch of notes. In fact, I think they're leaving weird notes because the people in Chicago seem to be much angrier than most people. By the way, that idea that I did on the very first call, the one with the lady that I'm waiting for a call back, she still hasn't called back. But I forgot to mention that was an idea by Guy Manderson. Well, almost. It was sort of. I mean, it was inspired by his idea. He said an old woman's purse was being stolen, and you ran after the culprit. You tackled him down, and the fight escalated onto the hood of their car. I think I did that idea last year, didn't I? Wasn't I fighting like a homeless man? And we ended up rolling around on the top of their car and stuff. But I decided to say we just went through the car instead. And then we chased each other through a house. You know, like on Point Break or Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Just ran right through the house. Got a dog thrown at me. I've been waiting quite a while now, though, and I don't think she's going to call back today, or not anytime soon, anyway, and I want to get the show out, so fuck it, I'm just not going to wait any longer. Maybe you can hear the exciting conclusion to that phone call to that lady on the next Hobosode. But probably not, she probably realized soon after she hung up that I'm completely insane. She's like, what the hell was that? I'm never calling that number again. I blame CNC Wizard because he's the sponsor today. He's also the reason I'm quitting the show right now. Fucking CNC Wizard. God damn it. Here, let's play a voicemail before we get going.
All right, I had an idea for Dean Timber. Something about trees or something. Anyways, so one, you're huffing gas out of the car. Two,
good
you
one.
Pass out. Three, your super fancy expensive diamond ring scratches the window. And on your way down... as you descend to the concrete, you chip your ring on the car, and now it's a question of who owes who, because your ring is worth more than their quote-unquote.
And also, the city says that you owe them money because your ring chipped the sidewalk. They want reimbursed for that.
Hoopty. So, yeah, just make sure to call it hoopty and just, you know,
of course.
You can brag about your ring and whatever.
Why wouldn't I?
Or something about it, yeah. I thought that'd be an alright idea. Yeah, I was kind of laughing before we started recording. Okay, bye.
Yeah, okay. Bye. Thanks for the voicemail. I will see you all later this week, hopefully, with at least a couple more shows. Bye, everyone. Here's music and stuff.
Ants. Cruising up with airplanes, looking out down at people like ants. Overcrowded streets, 2 zillion pairs of shoes, the sneakers walk the streets. 8,000 million people swimming on the beach. Ants. Working factory, a lot walking in back of me. You jam-packed, the place is agony. 9 to 5 working like ants. You don't have to be a champ. Under the circumstance. Look at them crawl. Look at them move up the wall like roaches. That's right, you see the coaches. Look through the microscope and glance. People are ants.
Yeah.
tall building, look down, I'm a giant. Look down with the camera, taking pictures of hummus, ants on the ground. Back up the concrete by the pound. Pitch words, that's right. Release pictures from the mound. Ants work together, jerk together, do concerts together, cry and get hurt together. Program to the week and come back home. Like downtown ants, walk alone, meeting together, cellophone. They roam, ants, look around as they dance, ants. Terrible looking, walking side to side like a work farm. Some mean no harm, with the fire department, ring the alarm. Ants work for America, some work for Sakhar. Some speak out, talk loud, some chew on bread, some move calm. Ants move well, shirts and collars with the lapel. Time's up, ants move with the bell. You can't tell, that's ants.
Supposed to be doing this.